Are we all met?
Met. And here's a marvellous convenient place for our rehearsal. This green plot shall be our stage. And this hawthorn brake, our tiring house. And we will do it in action, as we will do it before the Duke.
Peter Quince.
What's this now, Woollybottom?
There are things in this comedy of Pyramus and Thisbe that'll never please. First, Pyramus must draw a sword and kill himself, which the ladies cannot abide. How answer you that?
By a lack in a palace fear.
I believe we must leave the killing out when all is done.
Not a whit. I have a device to make all well. Write me a prologue, and let the prologue seem to say we will do no harm with our swords, and that Pyramus is not killed indeed, and, for the more better assurance, tell them that I, Pyramus, am not Pyramus, but Bottom the Weaver. This will put him out of fear.
Well, we will have such a prologue, and it shall be written in 8 and 6.
No, make it 2 more. Let it be written in 8 and 8.
Right, 8 and 8.
Will not the ladies be afeard of the lion?
Oh, I fear it, I promise you.
Masters, you ought to consider with yourselves. To bring in God's shield as a lion among ladies is a most dreadful thing, for there's no more fearful wild fowl than your lion living, and we ought to look to it.
Oh.
Therefore, another prologue must say that he is not a lion.
Yes.
Nay, you must name his name, and half his face must be seen through the lion's neck, and he himself must speak through, saying thus, or to the same defect, ladies.
Or fair ladies.
Or fair ladies, I would wish you...
Or I would request you.
Or I would request you, yes.
Or I would entreat you.
Yes, I would entreat you. Not to fear, not to tremble my life for yours. If you think I come hither as a lion to a pity of my life, no, I have no such thing. I'm a man as other men are. And there indeed, let him name his name and tell them plainly he is...
Snug the Joiner.
Yes, Snug the Joiner.
Well, it shall be so. But there is 2 hard things. That is to bring the moonlight into a chamber, for you know, Pyramus and Thisbe meet by moonlight.
Doth the moon shine the night we play our play?
A calendar. Look at the almanac. Find out moonshine. Find out moonshine.
Yes, it does shine that night.
Why, then, may you leave a casement of the great chamber window where we play open, and the moon may shine in at the casement.
Aye. Or else one must come in with a bush of thorns and a lantern and say he comes to disfigure or to present the person the moonshine.
Me? Oh, moonshine!
Starving.
Then there is another thing. We must have a wall in the great chamber. For Pyramus and Thisbe says the story did talk through the chink of a wall.
Oh, you'd never bring in a wall. Oh. What say you, Bottom?
Some man or other must present wall. And let him have some plaster or some loam or some rough cast about him to signify wall. And let him hold his fingers thus, for through that cranny shall Pyramus and Thisbe whisper.
If that may be, then all is well. Come, sit down, every mother's son, and rehearse your parts. Pyramus, you begin. When you've spoken your speech, enter into that break, and so everyone according to his cue.
What hempen hosepuns have we swaggering here, so near the cradle of the fairy queen? What, a plate award? I'll be an auditor. An actor too, perhaps, if I see cause.
Speak, Pyramus. Thisbe, stand forth.
Thisbe, the flowers of odious savour sweet.
Odours. Odours.
Odours savour sweet. So hath thy breath, my dearest Thisbe dear. But hark! A voice! Stay thou but here a while, and by I will to thee appear.
A stranger Pyramus than e'er played here.
Must I speak now?
Aye, marry must you, for you must understand he goes but to see a noise that he heard and is to come again.
Oh. Most radiant Pyramus,
most radiant Pyramus, most radiant Pyramus.
Most radiant Pyramus, most lily white of hue, of colour like the red rose on triumphant briar, most brisky juvenile.
Eek, most lovely.
Eek,
Ninus, two men. Why, you mustn't speak that yet. That you answer to Pyramus. You speak all your part at once, cues and all. Pyramus, enter. Your cue's passed, it's never tire.
As true as truest horse, and yet would never tire.
If I were fair, Thisbe, I were only thine.
Oh, monstrous, oh, strange, we're haunted. Pray, masters, fly, masters, help!
I'll follow you, I'll lead you about around, through bog, through bush, through brake, through briar. Sometimes a horse I'll be, sometimes a hound, a hog, the heaviest bear, sometime a fire, and neigh and bark and grunt and roar and burn, as horse, hound, hog, bear, fire at every turn.
Why do they run away? This is a knavery of them to make me afeard.
Bottom, thou art changed. What do I see on thee?
What do you see? You see an ass head of your own, do you?
Bless thee, Bottom. Bless thee. Thou art translated.
I see their knavery. This is to make an ass of me, to fright me if they could. But I will not stir from this place. Do what they can. I will walk up and down and will sing that they shall hear I'm not afraid. The ousel cock, so black of hue, with orange tawny bill. The throstle with his note so true, the wren with little quill.
What angel wakes me from my flowery bed?
The finch, the sparrow, and the lark, the plain song cuckoo gray, whose note full many a man doth mark, and dares not answer nay.
I pray thee, gentle mortal, sing again. Mine ear is much enamored of thy note. So is mine eye enthralled to thy shape, and thy fair virtue's force perforce doth move me on the first view to say, to swear I love thee.
Methinks, mistress, you have little reason for that, though to say the truth, reason and love keep little company together nowadays. The more the pity some honest neighbors will not make them friends. Nay, I can gleek upon occasion.
Thou art as wise as thou art beautiful.
Not so neither. But if I had wit enough to get out of this wood, I have enough to serve mine own turn.
Out of this wood, do not desire to go. Thou shalt remain here, whether thou wilt or no. I am a spirit of no common rate. The summer still doth tend upon my state. And I do love thee. Therefore, go with me. I'll give thee fairies to attend on thee, and they shall fetch thee jewels from the deep, and sing while thou on pressed flowers dost sleep. And I will purge thy mortal grossness, so that thou shalt like an airy spirit go. Peas blossom, cobweb, moth, and mustard seed. Ready?
And I?
And I?
And I?
Where shall we go?
Be kind and courteous to this gentleman. Hop in his walks and gamble in his eyes. Feed him with apricocks and dewberries, with purple grapes, green figs, and mulberries. The honey bags steal from the humble bees. And for night tapers, crop their waxen thighs and light them at the fiery glowworm's eyes. To have my love to bed and to arise. And pluck the wings from painted butterflies to fan the moonbeams from his sleeping eyes. Nod to him, elves, and do him courtesies.
Hail!
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 I cry your worship's mercy heartily. I beseech your worship's name.
Cobweb.
I shall desire you of more acquaintance, good Master Cobweb. If I cut my finger, I shall make bold with you.
Your name, honest gentleman?
Peas Blossom.
I pray you commend me to Mistress Squash, your mother, and to Master Peas Cod, your father. Good Master Peas Blossom, I shall desire you of more acquaintance, too. Your name, I beseech you, sir?
Mustard Seed.
Oh, good Master Mustard Seed. I know your patience well. That same cowardly, giant-like ox beef hath devoured many a gentleman of your house. I promise you, your kindred hath made my eyes water ere now. I shall desire you of more acquaintance, good Master Mustard Seed.
Come, wait upon him. Lead him to my bower. The moon, methinks, looks with a watery eye. And when she weeps, weeps every little flower, lamenting some enforced chastity. Tie up my love's tongue. Bring him silent.